Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. This is not Dr. Pat today. My name is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And I'm filling in for Dr. Pat, who's away for the day. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that she brings me on monthly, and we talk about different holistic health topics. But today she asked me to fill in, so I'm thrilled about this. And you probably want to get out a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you so much great health information today. For those of you that might be new to the show today, let me just give you a brief background on who I am. For 30 years, I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. I have authored 27 books about eating good foods and fitness, losing weight, living a balanced life. I've been on lots of magazine covers. I travel all over the world and talk to people about living a healthy lifestyle. I have never taken any medication in my life, haven't even had a cold or a flu in over a quarter of a century. And since the early 80s, I've had a private practice where people come to me from around the world, or I go to them to teach them how to live their healthiest and most successful life. And you can learn more about me very simply on my website, and it's my name, SusanSmithJones.com. A few times during the show, I'll refer to that. But today, I'd like to start out by giving you a little mind teaser. I know that Dr. Pat has a very intelligent audience, and I'd like to see if you can name 10 body parts, 10 parts of the human body with only 3 letters, and you can't use any jargon or slang. Now, probably your children will guess them before you will. Most people get 5 or 6. A few people get 7 to 8, but very few people get 9 or 10 of them. And I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you one answer right now. It's EYE. So again, 10 parts of the human body with only 3 letters. You can't use jargon or slang. But you can't look now at the answers. I'll tell you where they are. They're right there on the home page of my website. Click on October newsletter. Click on the current newsletter, and you'll get the answers. So if you were with me last month when Dr. Pat was interviewing me, the whole show was dedicated to growing sprouts and microgreens, growing wheatgrass and barley grass. And in the 25 years that I've been interviewed on radios, I have never gotten such an overwhelming positive response. And I think it's because most people want to reduce their grocery bills, get healthier, and have a new hobby that's easy to do. Also, last month I was on a major national TV talk show doing a demonstration of sprouts. And I've had the nickname of, I'm not sure if it's a great name, but of the Sprout Lady for many decades. So I want to highlight what I talked about last month for those people that didn't tune in. And then we'll go on to lots of other health topics. But most of you listening, I bet you're aware of, the sprouts from Chinese restaurants, the mung beans. But maybe you're also aware of alfalfa sprouts. Now, if you came over to my kitchen right now, and I wish you all could, for decades I've been growing sprouts in the corner of my kitchen, and right now I have a variety of 8 sprouts growing. And, think about it this way. In a simple glass jar or a little tray that requires neither sunlight nor soil, and with only a few minutes of your work, your time, spread out over 3 to 4 days, you can cultivate over 30 varieties of sprouts. They're a living, nutrient-dense, delicious, and so nutritious for you, superfood. In fact, if you said, Susan, what's your favorite superfood in the world? I would say sprouts and microgreens. And when you become a kitchen gardener, you don't need to toil long and hard, sweating under the summer or fall sun. You don't need to defend your crop from insects and weeds. And yet you're fully assured that your harvest is organically grown, absolutely fresh, and resoundingly cheap. And you can use a simple little tray method or a glass jar. I usually use the glass jar. Actually, I have about 7 glass jars and 1 tray going in my kitchen right now. My grandmother, as a teenager, taught me how to grow sprouts. And if any of you listening want to lose weight, make your skin look better, have more energy, help get rid of depression, improve digestion, prevent constipation, you definitely want to grow sprouts in your kitchen. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, why would I grow them? I can buy them in the supermarket. But you're going to spend lots of money buying sprouts, and it costs pennies to grow them in your kitchen. So you'll save lots of money, and you'll always know that they are organically grown and fresh. One of the questions people ask me often is, well, where do you get your organic sprouting seeds and your sprouting supplies? I always go to the handypantry.com, handypantry.com. I've shopped there for over a decade, and they have sprouting starter kits, and they have organic seeds, and everything you need to grow microgreens or sprouts. You know, the sprouts I'd recommend you start with would be broccoli, garbanzo bean, alfalfa, and red clover, if you only got 4 of them. And I know that you can also get, and they're very inexpensive, a sprouting kit that comes with 3 jars and over a dozen packages of organic seeds, all different kinds. So if you're new to sprouting, that's probably the way to start. Now, not only are they high in nutritional value, but sprouts are really low in calories because depending on the protein content, one fully packed cup of sprouts contains only 16 to 70 calories. And, you know, you get omega-3 fatty acids, you get lots of fiber, lots of enzymes, and to me, live sprouts and microgreens are the perfect weight loss and body purification food. I think it's really the food for the decade. So you definitely want to look into growing sprouts. Kids even love to participate in the process. I have a neighbor. Her name's Betty, and she lives 6 doors away from me here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area where I am. And she's 90 years young, and she grows. I gave her a gift copy of my full-color recipe book that's on the homepage of my website. The book's called Recipes for Health Bliss. Over 150 color photos, beautifully designed book. And one of the chapters in the intermission part in the middle of the book is about all about sprouting, how to do it, and I give you a chart on what to do. So my 90-year young neighbor, Betty, read my book 6 months ago, loved the idea of sprouting, got a sprouter kit, actually 3 of them, from handypantry.com. And for the last 6 months, with the help of her 3 great-grandchildren, she's been making all kinds of sprouts for everyone in her family and half of the people in the neighborhood. So it's really easy to do. Again, it just takes a few minutes spread out over the week. And if you go to SusanSmithJones.com, and you click on the October newsletter, I've got lots and lots of information about growing sprouts, everything you want to know, including the nutritional value of the different sprouts. And I also have a blog, and click on the subcategory. I think it's called Sprouting Your Way to Vitality, and you'll learn more about sprouts there as well. I wanted to mention something about one particular sprout, and that is broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is one of the healthiest foods you can eat, but broccoli sprouts, which look like alfalfa sprouts, are actually better for you than the mature plant. Broccoli sprouts and broccoli, they both contain a powerful antioxidant called sulforaphane, and that helps human cells fight the progression of free radicals. And there was a recent study done at Johns Hopkins University that revealed that broccoli sprouts have up to 50 times more anti-cancer chemicals in them than the mature plant itself. And they went on in another study and discovered that 1/4 cup of broccoli sprouts a day will decrease the risk of cancer by 50%. And, you know, keep in mind that broccoli sprouts you can use in salads, on sandwiches, you can eat them out of hand. And they're pretty pricey when you buy them at a health food store or supermarket. And it takes pennies to grow them. You could harvest them twice a week in your kitchen. And it takes only 3 to 4 days to grow them from seeds, whereas it takes 55 to 70 days to grow the mature broccoli plant. So it just makes sense. And really, it's a wonderful hobby that also will enhance your health. So I want to encourage all of you to get passionate about growing sprouts because they are so good for you. And again, if you go to SusanSmithJones.com and then click on the October newsletter, not only will you get the answers to the 10 body parts of the human body that all have 3 letters only, but you'll also get lots of information on sprouts. So make sure that you check there. And I thought right now, you know, you can get all the information on sprouts on my website. I want to go over a variety of different topics that I think will interest lots of you. You know, I want to cover what happens when you're under too much stress and how to prevent colds and the flu. How to make your skin feel and look like a baby's in 30 days. These are all things that are in my October newsletter. And, you know, if any of you have any questions and you want to call up, that would be great. And right now, let's just take a quick break, and then I'll be back with you on the other side of the break.
A garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all...
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
About a year ago, I was feeling really stuck. I'd been doing yoga, but I was bored with my practice and felt like something was missing. That's when I heard about the College of Aparna Yoga. Even though I didn't think I wanted to teach, I really got interested when I found out that it's not just for yoga teachers. I learned about yoga, meditation, how to care for my body, and how to develop self-confidence. The teachers were fantastic. The course was so much fun, and I really felt cared for. Now I feel my life is changing and growing. I feel new in my yoga and new in my life.
The College of Aparna Yoga. Save 20% when you apply with a friend. Visit yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com.
How to play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang.
Hey, welcome back to the Talk Dr. Pat Show, Talk to Thrive By. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today, who's away for the day, and I'm Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And my website is SusanSmithJones.com.
That's right. And,
Oh, and Benny, by the way, I have a nickname for you.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's Benny and the Jets.
Benny!
Benny and the Jets.
I was thinking you were going to go with something more like Benny Broccoli or Broccoli Benny, because, you know, you're talking about sprouts and how they're good for you and everything. You may, you know, like a play on words that way. But either one works.
If you eat a lot of broccoli, then you might be jetting around, if you know what I mean.
There you go. See, they're good for me, and I have to keep those Jets raring and ready to go.
In the flow.
That's right. And if you want to call in to the Dr. Pat Show and ask Dr. Susan Jones a question, too, about sprouts or maybe some gardening questions, too, maybe sneak them in. We'll see what's up. And the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And we've got a caller, Parker, who's called in. He's got a question about greens. So, Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Hey, Parker. Well, great to talk with you. What's your question?
You bet. I was enjoying your show about sprouts. I was wondering if you've ever heard of or considered or grown any microgreens that are kind of related to sprouts.
Not only have I, but I demonstrated them recently on a TV talk show, and just a few moments ago I did mention them, but, and I grow both sprouts and microgreens. So do you grow microgreens?
I do both. I like sprouts. They're you know, fast and almost bulletproof to grow, but microgreens are a little more challenging, but a lot more fun in a lot of ways.
Tell us what you love about it, all right? And tell us, because I was going to bring this up, but maybe you know, what's the difference between sprouts and microgreens?
Well, it's really just the age of the seedling, right? Because sprouts end up being, I like to grow and basically harvest and eat sprouts at about day two or day three. I'm a little peculiar in that because I like sprouts just a little younger than most. But typically day three, day four is what most people do with sprouts. But microgreens, you typically grow, in a tray with soil, or I like doing it hydroponic. And you grow it for typically 8, 10, 12 days. And so it grows up into a real little juvenile plant before it starts getting its true leaves, and you harvest it at that point and make a microgreen salad out of it to garnish. The cool thing for me about microgreens is the flavor intensity is just really, really strong when they're that young.
I treat my microgreen, my trays and my sprouts like they're little babies, and you grow them knowing that you're being good to them, and then I always thank them, Parker, knowing that they're going to be really good for me. Now, and I love growing them hydroponically, but I know that with my my microgreens, when I grow the beet, the cilantro, and the sunflower greens, my favorite, I always use soil for those. Do you?
Yeah, there's some that do better in soil. Sunflower, for sure, is a soil crop. Cilantro is a soil crop. most everything else is you know, I prefer to grow hydroponically when I can because it's fast, it's clean, it's easy.
And you don't have to any mess with soil. Me too.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love this. So you sound almost as passionate as I am about growing sprouts and microgreens.
Well, to me, it's not just that they're you know, that they taste great and they're good for you, and they're a little different, you know, in terms of something to eat. They're just, it's fun to grow. It's a nice little, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Do you have children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they like to participate in the growing process?
Well, they're not so hip on the growing. You know, the cool thing for me about sprouts, you know, microgreens, they'll eat them. I mean, as far as they're concerned, it's a salad to the degree the kids like a salad, right?
Right.
But, if I grow like lentil sprouts or any kind of bean sprout mix, you can't keep it in the tray. The kids pick at it.
I know.
Like a snack, which is a pretty good deal. And, of course, if you fuss at them and tell them not to pick at it, they're going to pick at it more.
Parker, where do you buy your microgreen supplies?
Well, there's a cool site, growingmicrogreens.com, that has a pretty good selection and some kits.
That's typically where I've done it.
There's some other places to buy seeds.
Microgreens.com. That's where I go. That's where I get my supplies for the microgreens. And they, you know, what I love is they're delivered right to your front door.
You bet.
Yeah. Gosh, thank you. Thanks, Parker.
You bet. Thank you. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, leaves another line open here at the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And we actually have another caller there, Susan. We have Ginny calling in. She's got a couple of health questions for you.
Oh, I love this.
Sure.
Usually when Dr. Pat and I do the show alone, we don't get the callers. This is exciting, Benny.
All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ginny.
Hi, Susan. I am so excited to talk to you. I've been a fan of yours for many years.
Oh,
I've
Jenny,
read a lot
thanks.
Of your books, and I love your website.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I bought some sprouts. I heard you on Dr. Pat last month,
yes.
And then I saw you on that national TV show.
Yeah.
So
was I a little too enthusiastic, or was it all right for you?
You were great. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. And, Ginny, you know what? Since I did that show, I've been in touch with all the hosts and a few of the producers. Everyone is into sprouting now, and they all got those sprout starter kits at that handypantry.com place. So I'm spreading the good news.
Yeah, well, I bought a starter kit, the kind that comes with the three jars and about a dozen packets of sprouts.
Exactly.
I love it, and I've even gotten my family to eat it, too, so I really appreciate it.
I know, and it doesn't take that long, does it?
Oh, no, it's real quick.
Yeah, it's quick and easy. Ginny, I can't tell you how many of those starter kits I've given away as gifts, because everything's contained, and it's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy to hear your growing sprouts.
Yeah, I love it, and I think I'll give some away for gifts, too, for the holidays.
Yeah, great idea.
Great. I had a question. I will also about holidays. I plan to give some of your books, maybe three. Which ones would you recommend that you would think would make the best gift?
Oh, well. So here's what I'd recommend. Go to SusanSmithJones.com and go right to the home page and scroll down, and you'll see three books. Ginny, these are my three latest books. One is Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, just came out, a 30-Day Rejuvenation Plan. The second one is The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for that one. And the third one is my beautiful full-color recipe book. You might not know this, but for almost 30 years, I've been a culinary instructor, so it's all designed in color. And those three out of my 27 would be the ones I recommend. I also have a series of very inexpensive natural remedy booklets. There's a series of seven of them, and you can learn more about those if you click on natural remedies at my website. But the three main and most popular books right now are those three I just mentioned, right there on the homepage at SusanSmithJones.com. And,
well,
and by
I'll
the way, Jenny,
out.
With each one you buy, you can get a bonus gift of any of the Natural Remedy booklets. So that's a great way to get one book and a booklet as a gift when you purchase the book.
Okay, that sounds really good. I go to your website almost every day to check the daily affirmations and quotes. So I will scroll down and check out the book.
And I am up before any of you listening. Every morning I write a new inspirational quote and a new affirmation. That's great to hear, Jenny, that you can take with you throughout the day to give you something positive to focus on.
Could I ask you another question?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Well, thank you. What's your question, Jenny?
Okay, can I do to get ready for this cold and flu season? I know it's starting to get cool, and I usually seem to get a cold this time of year.
Oh, Matt, listen, I am the one to ask, because I don't know if you just heard me say I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 25 years. And, Jenny, just know you'll get detailed information in my October newsletter. But there's one herb I recommend everyone take now, and this is really the month you want to start taking it to reinforce your immune system so that the colds and flu pass you by during the upcoming season. And it's a Chinese herb called astragalus. And I have a picture of it in my October newsletter. And I've taken it for decades to boost my immunity, to keep my system in balance. And, Jenny, if you are the kind of person who catches everything that comes along, you definitely want to take this immune-building herb. Unlike echinacea, which is best to take for immediate immune and respiratory support, astragalus is a preventative tonic for immunity. And so it fortifies your body's defenses before you come down with something and helps upper respiratory function. And I could talk about it for an hour, but there's lots of information about astragalus. And my favorite, I call them my nutritious eight superfoods, herbs, and spices that are all in my newsletter. You know, and I also talk about ginger and why that's good to prevent cold and flu season. Jenny, you know what? I don't know if you have any more questions, but if you do, hold on, because we need to take a short break. And I'll talk to you and everyone else on the other side of the break. This is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat on the Talk to Thrive By show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
This is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk to Thrive By, and I'm Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today, who's away for the day. And before the break, we were talking with Ginny. Ginny, where do you live?
I live in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, so you're way over on the other coast.
I am as far away as I can get.
Yeah.
Not too far from us, though. Come on now. You don't want to be too far away from the Dr. Pat Show.
That's true.
You know, Ginny, you asked about the three books. Let me give you a toll-free number that's good Eastern time to take advantage of getting the three books set or the three books individually. And it's 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And again, it's all on my website, susansmithjones.com. Scroll down on the home page, you'll see everything. Ginny, did you have any more questions?
Oh, sure.
Great. Little did you know when you woke up this morning, Ginny, that you'd be co-hosting the Dr. Pat Show with me.
Yes, you're right about that. I had heard you mention on a previous Dr. Pat Show about a tea that you make in the morning, but I didn't get exactly what it was.
Oh, yes. You know, it's how I've started the day for ages. And I always take about 2 quarts of purified water, and I heat it up in a glass teapot, and I put in about 4 to 5 coins of fresh ginger root, and I make my own ginger tea. It helps to take aches and pains away from your joints. It gives you better circulation. You know, and then I go work out after I've had a smoothie. But I like to have this before I work out. And I'm now putting burdock root, which is, and by the way, this is all in my October newsletter. If you scroll down to the box that says, I'm looking at it now, the Nutritious Eight, and you can read more about ginger and astragalus and burdock root and some other, 5 other of my favorite superfoods. But the burdock root is an Asian root, and it's actually, if you want to look younger and rejuvenate your body and detoxify it, it's like one of the best-kept secrets for vitality, youthful vitality. And I cut it like I do the ginger, little coins, and I might put 4 to 5 into that tea in the morning, and I simmer it for 10 minutes. Now, you could buy tea bags, Ginny, but it would cost you a lot more than making your own. In fact, right now, sitting at my desk, you know, I had 16 ounces to start the day off this morning that was hot, and now I've got the chilled remainder of the tea in a large glass that I'm drinking during this interview. So that's how I start my day off. And if you couldn't write all that down, just check out my October newsletter.
Okay, I will. That sounds good. My husband has high blood pressure, but he doesn't like to take pills.
is there some kind of tea? Because he likes tea, is there some kind of tea that would help his blood pressure?
Oh, now I hope he can't hear you revealing all of his secrets here.
No, oh, no, no.
He's not around. Yeah, you know what? There is a wonderful tea for blood pressure, which is a problem for many people in this country, and it's called hibiscus flowers. See this ruby red color? It's a tasty tea, according to lots of research, and it also confirms centuries-old traditional use that hibiscus has a positive effect on blood pressure and cardiovascular health. And it tastes great, Jenny. It's wonderful. So give him some hibiscus tea. You could mix it with green tea that helps to get rid of free radicals. If he wants to relax, mix it with chamomile or lemon balm. If he has an upset stomach, you could mix it with peppermint tea. You know, as you know from probably being aware of my work, I'm into natural remedies because I believe health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. So check out hibiscus tea.
Okay, I certainly will. Is there something on your website about natural remedies helping with stress?
With
stress? I know my son's...
Yeah. Honestly, who's not under stress these days? I've got lots of articles and free information. In fact, Jenny, I've got a search bar that's in the sidebar, and put in anything you want, like stress busters or hibiscus tea or astragalus, and then you'll find out exactly where on the hundreds of pages you can find more info. You know, when you're under a lot of stress and you don't manage it well, you know, and I hope this isn't your husband, but it leads to high blood pressure, heart problems, fatigue, muscle and joint pain, headaches, weight gain, and lots of sleep debt. But there are lots of things you can do to keep stress levels down. And if you put in the sidebar, Jenny, stress busters, you'll get some of my favorites. And they include exercise, meditation, eating a high water content diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, making sure you get enough sleep, laughing more, and always, each and every day, live your days as thankfully as possible, no matter what's going on in your life. Live more thankfully, because, Jenny, 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related, and two-thirds of all doctor visits are due to stress-related ailments. So that's one thing that we've got to work on managing better.
You mentioned weight gain and sleep. Is there a connection between, it seems like if, when I'm not sleeping well, I seem to put on weight.
Well, you know what? It's not in your head. That really happens. You know, there was a study done, Jenny, early last year at Columbia University in New York City, and they found that people who slept 6 hours a night were 23% more likely to be obese than people who slept 7 to 9 hours. Those who slept 5 hours were 50% more likely. And, Jenny, those who slept 4 hours or less a night, not uncommon for many people, were 73% more likely to be obese. And, you know, while this is all on my website and in my new books, I'm going to tell you in a nutshell why this happens. See, research shows that skimping on sleep interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates, and that can lead to elevated blood sugar levels and an increased tendency to store your calories as fat. And this happens because, Jenny, when you're sleep-deprived, your body produces more of that stress hormone called cortisol, which seems to set this chain reaction in motion. I mean, not only if you want to lose weight, but if you want to be vibrantly healthy and have energy and be in a good mood and have a positive attitude, you've got to make good sleep every night non-negotiable. And if you go to my website, and up in the navigation bar, there's it's called Motivation. And if you click there, there are lots of articles, and one is called Insomnia Be Gone, and I give you 15 of my commandments to help you sleep like a baby every night.
Wow, you've sure given me a lot of information today, Susan.
Yeah, great. What other questions do you have?
Well, I was wondering, is there a food that would help to lower blood sugar?
Well, actually, there's a wonderful spice. Ginny, do you have my series of natural remedy booklets?
I do have some, yes.
Yeah, I've got 7 of them. There's one called Discover the Healing Secrets in Your Spice Rack. And in that one, do you have that one?
No, I'm not sure, Susan. I'd have to check.
All right. So if you don't, make sure you ask for this one as the bonus gift when you get those other 3 books on my homepage. But you see, cinnamon helps to relieve bloating, and it stabilizes blood sugar because it contains a polymer that speeds up the processing of sugar in your body. So putting cinnamon sticks, say, in your tea or your water, or sprinkling a little amount on desserts or fruits or cereal, I even put it in my smoothies, will make your insulin release much more efficient, which we now know helps to slow aging and will help ward off diabetes and obesity. So if anyone listening is diabetic or pre-diabetic, you want to make sure that you find ways to add cinnamon into your life. That's important.
More good information. I'm writing down notes here, Susan.
You're taking notes. And Jenny,
sure.
You know what? After the show airs, it's archived, so you can listen to it again, and you can send it to all your friends as well.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah. So what other questions do you have?
How about cholesterol? I have high cholesterol. I know so many people do. That, you know, you read about it, it's a big problem. But is there something natural to do rather than having to take medication?
Yes, you want to make sure that you work out. You got to exercise. And here's one of my favorite foods besides garlic to help lower cholesterol, and it's apples, because eating an apple a day could very well, Ginny, keep your cardiologist away. See,
oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I know. A little change on that thing. Yeah, current studies show that regular eating apples regularly every day reduces the risk of stroke and your chances of dying from heart attack. You want to make sure you have get them organically grown and eat the skin. That's where all the nutrients are. So this is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat on Talk to Thrive By. We've come up to a break. Ginny, stay here. If you've got more questions, I'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Do you dream of being on the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of 2 will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk to Thrive By. I'm Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, filling in today for Dr. Pat, who's away for the day. And you can find out more about my work at susansmithjones.com. And we have been talking with Jenny, who lives in Florida, with lots of health questions. She woke up this morning not even knowing I was going to be filling in. She called up, and now she's the co-host with me for the for this hour's show. But, Jenny, welcome back. Do you have any more questions?
Thank you, Susan. Sure. I have a neighbor who suffers from depression, and she does not get much exercise or anything. You had mentioned exercise and working out helps to lower your cholesterol. Can it help you with depression, too?
Yeah. How old is she? About, roughly?
I'd say around 60.
All right. Jenny, I'm so glad you asked this, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but last year, 253 million prescriptions were written for antidepressants. And there have been studies of late that show that, and this one was done in England. The head of the study was Dr. Malcolm Carruthers. And they found that if you work out for 10 minutes doing a vigorous exercise, like aerobic, like walking, 10 minutes, Jenny, three times a week, could ban the blues. And he came to this conclusion after studying people who were depressed for 4 years and found out that they released a hormone called norepinephrine. And that's a depression-destroying hormone. He calls it the key to happiness. So 10 minutes doubles the level of norepinephrine in the body. You also release enkephalins, another spirit-lifting chemical produced by the brain during vigorous exercise. Now, I've been a therapist for 38 years, and it used to be they'd come to my office, but starting 15 years ago, I usually meet people, since I live in Santa Monica, Brentwood area, I meet them at the bluff down by the ocean, and I walk with them, and for the first 5 minutes, I don't even let them talk. We walk, it's level, and they always get in a much better mood, and then we have a much more productive session walking rather than just sitting and talking. So if you can encourage your neighbor, or you can actually be her partner to walk on a daily basis, she'll find it will be almost miraculous in helping her quell depression.
Okay, I will do that. I also want to tell you, Susan, that I have purchased your Renew Your Life digital program.
It's Renew Your Life, right?
Yes. It's very, very helpful. I am going through it slowly. There's so much information there. But it'll take me a while to get through it. It's wonderful. And
when did you get it?
About 2 months ago.
2 months, and how far along are you?
Oh, maybe half.
Yeah, and see, that is the way to do it. But for those who don't know, if you go to SusanSmithJones.com and then go right to the homepage, right to the left of my photo, it says Renew Your Life, and it's a really popular around-the-world digital program I have to help people create a healthier, happier, more prosperous, peaceful, balanced life. It's 40% off right now. So you can find out more information about that right on the homepage of my website. Ginny, I'm glad you got that, because that's, along with those three books on my homepage I told you about, Renew Your Life is the most popular thing on my website.
Susan, I have to tell you, I have a friend who lives in New York who subscribes to your monthly newsletter. I don't know if you remember, but she won a consultation with you. It was supposed to be 30 minutes, she told me, and it was, you talked to her for like 90.
What's
and
her
she
name?
Was so thrilled. Her name is Alexandra.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Now, this was about 2 months ago. For people that don't know, you can get my monthly newsletters free just by clicking on the homepage. But when you subscribe, so I encourage all of you to subscribe, you just sign up, and it's in the sidebar. You just click the subscribe button. Then not only do you get the newsletters first, you get them always a few days early every month, and then only the people that subscribe, my exclusive subscribers, can find out from me when I'm going to be doing a major national TV talk show. But everyone who signs up, so this was Alexandra, are entered into a free weekly drawing where I give you at least a 30-minute free consultation. You can ask me any health questions you have. If you have no health issues, we visit for 30 minutes. But I've never done one yet over all these months that has gone less than an hour. And I did visit with Alexandra for about 90 minutes. So everyone make sure you go to my sidebar and click the subscribe button, and then you could be the next one I select. It's almost like Ginny with you. You're having your consultation with me today.
I sure am. It's been wonderful.
Okay. Ginny, anything else? Because we're getting close to the end. Do you have another question?
I would just like to know, how do you stay motivated? You can have all the information, but sometimes it gets kind of low motivation. How can I keep myself motivated to do all these things?
And I wish we had another hour for that one. You know, keep in mind that we're creatures of habit, but it takes 21 days to change or break a habit. And because we're almost out of time, Ginny, I'm going to suggest to you and everyone listening to go to the sidebar and go to the search bar and put in 21-day agreements, and you'll have lots of info that comes up. My grandmother taught me about this as a teenager, how you can change habits every month. And I have a free page, a form that will help you go through a 21-day agreement. You can fill that out and use a new one every month, and you stick with an agreement to bring something into your life or out for 21 days, and that way you've made or you've let go of a bad habit. And it really works. So, Ginny, I want to thank you for calling in. I think you had lots of great questions. And you know, keep listening to the Dr. Pat Show.
I will. Thank you so much, Susan.
Oh, Ginny, my pleasure. So for everyone else, I want to do a quick wrap-up. We've talked about the benefits of growing and harvesting and eating fresh sprouts. I get my sprouting supplies at handypantry.com. I also grow microgreens, and if you go to my October newsletter and scroll down to the sprout and microgreen section, or else go to the sidebar, put in microgreens, then you can look at some 10-minute instructional videos on how to grow microgreens. So that would be great. You know, we talked about using exercise to keep your depression at bay. We talked about getting enough sleep to make sure that you keep the weight down and that you have a positive attitude in the morning. You know, we also talked about some of my favorite superfoods. Again, For lots more information, go to SusanSmithJones.com. Definitely read the October newsletter. You'll get the answers on the 10 parts of the human body with only 3 letters. My latest 3 best-selling books are Walking on Air, The Joy Factor, and Recipes for Health Bliss. And I wish you all a wonderful fall and a healthy holiday season. And make it the very best you can. Don't wait until January 1st to start a new health program. Get on the program today, this week, this month, so that by January 1st, you'll be feeling and looking your best. And then refer to my website every morning for a brand new inspirational quote and a daily affirmation. And don't forget to sign up for my newsletter just by clicking on the button.